Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're all living in America. It's wonderful.
Carl, you're on the air. Go ahead. Calling from Washington.
Yeah. Couple questions. First of all, would tequila be considered discriminatory or racist?
Absolutely. Anybody who's white seen eating tacos on campus is now racist. They're banning any type of fiesta parties. Because, again, everyone must feel like you're racist, except the UN lining up people and shooting them to take their property, and the New York Times reporting on it. That's a good thing. Mass murder, death, cancer, viruses, and vaccines. Just don't eat tacos or drink tequila.
Yeah.
Is bourbon racist?
It is. Yeah. It's against Kentucky.
Oh, well, I'm from Kentucky. Can I drink bourbon?
You can punch me in the nose for just saying the word Kentucky, buddy.
You got it.
Knowledge is racism. We should always be, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was wondering, how effective can this be if they find Lois Lerner guilty of contempt, but they're not going to arrest her?
Well, Boehner has already said that he's not going to go after her. The Republicans aren't going to try to have her arrested, so they're just all part of the criminal operation. They don't care about their kids' future, and they just care about a bigger mansion, more helicopters, and more women. Well, actually, with the Congress, more guys, I'm sorry. Whatever. It's just,
I'm asking for forgiveness. Am I entitled to one mistake? Am I, after 35
years? Am I entitled to one mistake? It's so fake, man. I can't even get that off the screen. I saw that this morning and almost threw up. I mean, I didn't do anything. I only did one thing. He's done this like over and over again. The thing is, he runs a PR organization making a franchise he's part of look bad. But in a way, I guess let him have his team and just don't go to it. It's free market. My issue is all you can eat taco bars deemed offensive face campus extinction. I love it. This is crazy land. Bob in Connecticut, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love tacos, and I'll eat as many as I want anytime I want. The thing is this. The total hypocrisy of our administration, our State Department, CIA, everything with this Ukrainian situation. Now, at first, when they're funding these freedom fighters or whatever they want to call them, protesters, they're protesters, and we got Victoria Nuland out there giving them cookies on the front line, giving them support, and then they overthrow the government using the neo-Nazis for the violence that they need.
Don't be racist. Obama's behind it. So if you're not for neo-Nazis, you're racist. It's okay for Obama to fund the group kidnapping the women in Africa. It's okay for them to fund neo-Nazis. What's racist is eating tacos.
Listen, but the total hypocrisy of them. Now, these people in the eastern Ukraine are predominantly Russian speakers. Now, they want to bail out from this illegal coup that took place in Kiev. But now everybody's going to call them terrorists.
They've been calling them terrorists and Nazis when they're the opposite group.
Yeah, but I understand that. But how can our State Department and the administration deal with the hypocrisy? Have they no shame because they go ahead and...
No. They think we're totally stupid. It's 2 + 2 = 5. But, I mean, and again, everyone's running around going, I better not have tacos. I'm racist. To think that's the new... to make us all feel guilty while meanwhile they're funding neo-Nazis. It's just insane. James in California, last caller. Sorry to BJ and Blake. Go ahead, James.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hey,
what do you know about synthetic artificial telepathy? I mean,
yes, synthetic artificial telepathy is what the internet can do, predicting human activities almost 100% of the time. I mean, look at how Amazon can predict what you're going to order before you order it.
Yeah, well, I happen to know some people in Minneapolis that I've known for 30 some years, and one of them used to be a police officer before he retired, and he came up, he somehow acquired this device. And somebody else knew in police force, and they've been using this on people for years.
Well, do me a favor. I mean, it was like a high-tech divining rod or something. Do me a favor. Send me a letter or send me an email with more details. I'm sorry, out of time. I'll look up synthetic telepathy device. 7 o'clock tonight, the news. It's hardcore, hard-hitting. Help spread the word. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Driver, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Already the 12th day of May 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours, as we are weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dr. Steve Pachenik's going to be joining us, former head of psychological warfare operations for the State Department that directed the CIA. He was over the psychiatric psyops for the Camp David Accords successfully, and he was over a lot of different Delta Force operations, most of them clandestine. He, of course, worked for the Bushes and others. Very interesting guy. People ask, why do I have him on? Well, he co-wrote a bunch of Tom Clancy's books. He's got a new book coming out with some of the work of Tom Clancy. He's produced a bunch of big movies, and he's a big insider. And he wants to cover the waterfront with us today. We'll pick his brain. I'm sure he'll be trying to pick ours. He's a listener of the show. Dr. Steve Pachenik, medical doctor and psychiatrist and former Navy captain, will be joining us he's a Navy commander or whatever it is above captain. Show is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be with us about 45 minutes in the second hour. Now, all of that said, before I get into U.S. to conduct strategic bomber exercises practicing nuking Russia, before I get into the incredible new developments in Ukraine with Ukrainian government, Soros-controlled forces shooting people trying to vote, and there's video of this, it's pretty amazing, before we get into all the rest of the news breaking here domestically, and there is a lot of it, I have held my tongue on Boko Haram for about a week since this broke, as I cogitated on it, and as I did research. And there are thousands of points that go into this, literally thousands of points. So I tend to get caught up trying to give you all my data points of why I'm telling you something before I ever get to what I'm going to say. But let me just say this. We know Boko Haram is working for Western intelligence agencies as a central Western or Western central destabilization force, similar to the Kony 2012 movement using a dead boogeyman or bogey, Kony 2012, which we know was a government psyop that came out. Just like they had psyops to overthrow the Ukrainian government that were State Department funded on record. They would say in the videos, I'm grassroots. I'm filming this myself. No one told me to do it. And then it would end up, it was an actress funded publicly by the State Department. That's how dumb they think you are. So I knew Boko Haram, or Boko Haram, was a double, triple agent operation. Because the majority are Christian and animist. If you add those two groups together in Nigeria, Africa's most populous country, like 300 million people or something now, almost. I mean, this is incredible. And that they're being used as a pretext to basically militarize the central government that, again, is Christian slash animist or earth worship group. And that they're playing that group off against them so that Nigeria will take Western aid and more IMF World Bank funding. And so they can be controlled by the globalists. It's just like they brought AFRICOM the last few years into Africa. They took out Libya, put Al-Qaeda in. The federal government admitted last week that, oh my gosh, it was a total screw-up taking out Gaddafi. It's horrible there now. No colleges. The women are having burqas put on their heads. And Al-Qaeda is using it to launch attacks all over Africa. It was a perfect military base for clandestine Al-Qaeda operations in Libya. That was the plan. Now the U.S. military and the French military in Ivory Coast and North Africa, everywhere else, can come in and invade. And they just say on the news it's to fight Al-Qaeda. But even the president of the Ivory Coast earlier this year said, no, it is white mercenaries taking over the oil rigs. And then NATO shows up with France to kick them out and takes the nation's oil rigs. And the presidential palace blows up. You know, it was in a couple of those. Ivory Coast is one country. There's a couple others over Sierra Leone, you name it. I mean, it's so much of this is going on, I can't even keep track of it. And I know the countries and the players in Guyana and all the rest of it. I mean, it's just full-out war in Africa. And the governments even get it. These are pro-Western governments that are being double-crossed, by the way. These are Christians and tribalist, animist, you name it. They're not even Muslims. And they're in the news. You can pull it up, saying this is staged. They run the radical Muslims. So I wanted to go over some of this to explain what's happening. But basically, it's just a smokescreen. Yeah, there's the global research headline. CIA covert ops in Nigeria, fertile ground for U.S.-sponsored balkanization. And that's an article from, 2 days ago. So the folks at Global Research get it, too. They're very sophisticated. And, I mean, they should be. They're tied into the continent of Europe and the Russians. But the point is that is what's going on. And it's so complex on the surface, and it's complex in its depths, but it's also simple when you understand the overall program, create chaos. They're not for the Muslims. They're not for the Christians. They're not for the animist. They are for destabilization, balkanization, crises, so the UN, NATO, and the globalists in AFRICOM can come in then with Marshall plans for Europe, Marshall plans for Africa, Marshall plans for Pakistan. I mean, why did the U.S. government fly 44,000 Taliban, al-Qaeda leaders and top military and al-Qaeda in the airlift of evil 2 months after the war started in 2001? Why did they fly them out in November, started in September? Why did they fly them out and give them weapons and gold? Also untraceable gold to buy more weapons to then attack and destabilize and infiltrate the government of Pakistan. Just like they're attacking Syria using al-Qaeda and arming them in Iraq. And they don't care if al-Qaeda then attacks our troops or even our own mercenaries, I say ours, the globalists, in Iraq, because that's a reason to still be in Iraq. Killing is the business. Business is good. They get it coming and going all directions. And I know you know this. This is what the British did with the opium wars in China. This is what the Norman did, which are really the British system. The Vikings took over France, and then they ran off and took over Germany, what was a group of Germanic states. And they've been doing this system where they, again, you'd have Norman British, Norman French. They'd have uprisings. They'd have a war. People would line up under the leader. And they would then kill off their populations, and those letters are public, going back 800 years ago, 500 years ago, right through to the last 100 years. And you had German kings running England who would then have wars with Germany. This is how they do it, ladies and gentlemen. And other people, I guess, just aren't smart enough to figure this out. And, of course, the Chinese engaged in balkanization. Kublai Khan engaged in it. The Huns engaged in it. The Japanese engaged in it. The samurai groups and shoguns. I mean, this is the system of control. And people had better figure it out or it's game over. But just here's one example today on this from Breitbart. Hillary Clinton protested designation of Boko Haram as terrorist group. Well, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton fought hard against officially designating the Islamicist of Boko Haram as a terror group, placing her in the camp of far leftist group MoveOn.org. They're not far left, folks. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. He funds MoveOn. They have to cover every area of the chessboard. They have to be the liberal opposition, so no real opposition to war forms. It's like The Thing, the 1980s John Carpenter film. It plans to take over the whole world, ladies and gentlemen, and it will play the part of every group. That's why it keeps winning. Hillary Clinton is an ultra-wicked, anti-human, garbage, a psychopathic demon, a full-spectrum dominance worm. But right here, why do you think you saw Michelle Obama last week sickeningly saying bring back her girls with a look? It gives them moral high ground. Look, we're fighting radical Islam. Look, we care about women's rights. Meanwhile, the group is globalist run. And they're going to use it to invade all of Africa to, quote, hunt down anybody they want, bypassing radical Muslims and going right at the Christians they kill all over Africa. Just like the UN did in 94 in Rwanda. That wasn't a UN screw-up. I mean, and everybody goes, look at Michelle. She's so upset. This is sick. Boko Haram in the north is being given globalist aid to break that country in two and destabilize all of Western Africa. Just like Kony 2012 was meant to push for an invasion of Africa. It's just like, did you see that crazy-looking guy saying, we want your women, they're going to be our slaves, ha-ha-ha. Out of central casting, guaranteed being directed. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody like, who's the guy that, Jerry Bruckheimer, he did Black Hawk Down, the movie. Bruckheimer got caught running the Save It, Private Lynch thing. That was fake. That came out in BBC. Totally fake with sat video shot and directed by him. Totally fake saving her. It's all come out. In fact, I bet Jerry Bruckheimer's involved. He might have been there directing that. That might have been directed in Langley, Virginia. Just like the leader of al-Qaeda, Adam Gadon, is the son of the former head of the ADL. And then the Wired magazine had a symposium, and they looked at the al-Qaeda logo next to the Pentagon logo, and it was uploaded in the same video layer. explain it all when we get back. Stay with me.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Every move the globalists make, every breath they take, the organic human defense force of 7.5 billion people will be watching everything they do. The people are aware of what's going on and are learning about the tricks of the globalist. And we are expanding our understanding every single day. So, it has come out for years that this Boko Haram group that is wreaking havoc all over northern and central areas of Nigeria and Western Africa is a destabilization force of the globalists, of the mercenaries, of the big diamond companies, of the corrupt elements of the oil companies that want to have a pretext to have Africa in squalor and not stabilize. Same reason they brought down Libya and put Al-Qaeda in. And now the news says, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda is operating inside of almost every African country. We've got to invade all of them. They've got a base in Libya. This is terrible. And no one in the media and the controlled press goes, why did we put Al-Qaeda in charge there? Why did we give them heavy weapons? Why did we overthrow a guy that had been working with the West for 8 years, Muammar Gaddafi? Well, why is our government trying to overthrow Syria and using Al-Qaeda? Because they want destabilization. Now, I know you know that. But inner people like Bill Maher. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to play a big clip of this with Dinesh D'Souza. And he's saying, no, all of Islam is bad, and then attaching it to Christianity. And, you know, religion's bad. But what about his religion of big government and his religion of eugenics and kill more people? I want to get the highway moving. I guess he would like Boko Haram. You have to understand, his God, Obama, his God, Hillary, his God, the New World Order, is literally funding and helping every radical jihad group out there except for Hezbollah, run by the Iranians. The only real terrorist group, according to the West, the group you could call a real independent Islamic Shiite group that really does blow stuff up and kill people, usually as a response, I'm not defending that, I'm just saying, they use asymmetrical warfare. You want to call them terrorists? Go ahead. Is Iran. That's it. The Saudi Arabian variant, Al-Qaeda, that's the main group, is run by the globalists. That's public knowledge for anyone who's not a moron. That's a pretty big revelation, though, isn't it? And it's hanging out in plain view. And our military, God bless them, they made mistakes and followed orders that were wrong. But they're going, look, we're not going to follow Al-Qaeda now. We're not going to be their air force, and we're not going to train Al-Qaeda to overthrow all these countries, Egypt, Syria, you name it. We're not going to be part of this. So now the globalists have moved on to Ukraine for destabilization for all of Eastern Europe. But Bill Maher comes out, this will get him big brownie points with neocons and conservatives, and has said, Islam is the problem, period. The issue is, though, while he's all high and mighty, literally the people he works for literally sock puppet Al-Qaeda. And that doesn't absolve Saudi Arabia and radical Islam. It's a real group, a real threat. It's just that if Al-Qaeda's the horses, the New World Order's the driver. And riding shotguns NATO on this stagecoach to hell. So here's a short clip of Bill Maher. Acting like he's against the radical Islamic threat or saying it's all Muslims, period. This will sell the police state domestically. They can then take our rights for this shadowy enemy. And he knows full well what he's doing.
It's like saying that all Muslims are guilty.
I'm not saying that.
You're hearing that. We're not saying that.
What you're saying is Islam is the problem.
Islam is the problem. Correct. All religions are the problem, but especially this one.
Let me stop right there. You know, I kind of agree with you, religion, but not relationships with God. But you see, everything's a religion. People that are foodies are obsessed with food. People that are obsessed with tattoos worship tattoos. It's their idol. It's their golden calf. Fine. People that worship sex, hedonist, that's their religion. The globalists are anti-human eugenicists that study how to control and dumb down populations to make us the prey class. And he has said he's a eugenicist and wants death and wants abortion and thinks humans are crap and wants us dead so the world can be his. So, of course, he wants to sit there and push a police state and an invasion and destabilization of Africa while he acts high and mighty, just like Michelle Obama, bring home our girls when their Secretary of State has been protecting this organization for 6 years, Boko Haram. That is on record. It was a controversy 5.5 years ago when she did it. But again, the average American just sees Hillary up there concerned and Michelle concerned, not knowing they're front people for the group literally behind this. Literally behind this. And they're going to use the Muslim threat, the radical Muslim threat, to make us all slaves. Well, you know what? I'm sick of it. Don't.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 400 situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
If you are listening or watching the transmission and taking action, waking others up, you are the resistance. Little Rammstein bringing us in. Why does it German sounds literally like Klingon goblins dancing? I used to listen to Rammstein like in college when I was first on the air. I've been listening to it a lot lately. It's probably not good for me to listen to it. Makes me get too happy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central for InfoWars Nightly News. We've got some really serious news here. Officials say there's a second U.S. case of MERS being reported. This thing kills a lot of the people that come in contact with it. AP reports health officials have confirmed a second U.S. case of a mysterious virus that has sickened hundreds in the Middle East. Well, it's killed a lot of people. A news conference to discuss the case has been scheduled for later today by the Florida Department of Health and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The virus is MERS, or Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It is a respiratory illness that begins with flu-like fever, a cough that can lead to shortness of breath, pneumonia, and death. A third of those who develop symptoms die from it. You hear that? That means if your family gets it, four or five people, two of you are dead. It's not a good situation. Most cases have been seen in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. But earlier this month, a first U.S. case was diagnosed in a man who traveled from Saudi Arabia to the U.S. So let's just stop right there. But they're not checking for people coming from Saudi Arabia. They get to bypass Homeland Security because the Saudi king doesn't like his people being groped on or x-rayed. Their women don't have to take their headdresses off. But your wife's going to get groped by a lady that looks like Janet Reno. Because you've got to be nudged and broken and taught to be a good slave. Now, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get to this whole Bill Maher clip. You can do a search, Boko Haram, CIA. Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda. Boko Haram, Hillary Clinton. And you will get the fact that Boko Haram is Western-funded. It's beyond CIA. Mercenary, globalist-funded, because they want to destabilize Africa. Here's the Daily Beast. That's the Democrats. What is that, Newsweek? Boko Haram's Bin Laden connection. Some intelligence analysts believe that Osama Bin Laden provided everything from seed money to strategic direction to the now infamous Nigerian terror group. Well, yeah, he's the cutout for the CIA, for MI6, on record, for Saudi intelligence, on record, on record, on record, on record. And now they put Al-Qaeda in control in Libya, right in the middle of North Africa, to invade Nigeria, right down to Central Africa, right into the Congo, I mean, right into the Gold Coast, right into the Ivory Coast. I mean, it is just Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, 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 Al-Qaeda. They are hitting all over Africa, but don't worry. Here comes the army. Here comes the bugle. Can we find an army cavalry bugle calling in the infantry? What's the actual technical name of calling in the infantry? No, that's not the infantry, the cavalry. I want to hear the cavalry bugle. It's when the infantry calls in the cavalry bugle. In the old Westerns? That's really what they did. They still did it even up into Vietnam when the helicopters would come in to assist ground troops in a battle. They would blow the bugle and sometimes have it on the loudspeakers. Now, that's accurate when they do that in Apocalypse Now. So here comes the army. Here comes NORTHCOM. Here comes the Marines. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight George Soros' battles. Al-Qaeda's blowing everything up. Boko Haram kidnapped women. What do? You call in the Big Red One and the army. Here come the drones. What does the head of the Pentagon say? What does the army secretary say? It's time to drone everything. Drones are sexy. Drones are good. Well, we'll probably get Michelle Obama and Jay-Z to call for it. Bomb anybody and everybody. Kill everybody. Line up villagers, Christian, Muslim, animists. Murder them. Take their gold. Take their timber. Make them slaves. Put them in slave pits. It doesn't matter because there was a Muslim, Boko Haram, and Michelle, the most beautiful snapping turtle in North America. Why, she came out, ladies and gentlemen. And she said, bring our girls home. Even though Hillary runs the whole operation and the White House is behind it. So can we hear that bugle one more time, calling in the cavalry? I mean, this is important. That all of Africa be invaded, just like we told you 6 years ago in Obama deception. And the army will actually believe when they're there, they're fighting Al-Qaeda. But when they get there, they'll be killing Christians mainly. Now, let's because the average person doesn't know who these countries are, doesn't know who these people are. They don't know what's going on. So, Bin Laden funding Boko Haram. Oh, Hillary Clinton protested designation of Boko Haram as a terrorist group. That was before they got all their weapons and launched their offensive to destabilize the region. Now they won't be bombed or killed. They'll be left alone. Or maybe they'll stage the death of this Hollywood actor they've got as the leader of it. Heck, can we get the video, the now famous Boko Haram video of the leader of it, saying, we want your women, we will kidnap them, we will sell them, we will make the Christians convert to Islam, because Islam is about murdering women, Islam is about enslaving women, Islam is about controlling them and selling them and making them slaves. I mean, no one talks like that. And I'm not defending radical Islam. The point is, it's central casting. The son of the former head of the ADL, Adam Gadon, who was arrested beating up Muslims repeatedly in California. He hated them so much, he would go outside mosque as a teenager, listening to heavy metal and beat them up. And then they said, hey, you really want to fight the Muslims? Become them, demonize them, clash of civilizations, my boy. You don't beat them up outside their mosque. You lead them to blow stuff up. Isn't that just perfect? If you guys are looking for the Boko Haram video, I saw you had it last Friday. There's another one. It's all over the news. I mean, you just type in Boko Haram video. It is universal, everywhere, every channel, total push for total invasion. They're saying, get me, I'm evil, I hurt women, I sexually mutilate them, we're going to grab your daughters, we're going to make them convert, we're going to kill your daughters, literally out of central casting. It's kind of like the Hatari militia. I saw a video with the guy in camo with two guards behind him. It looked totally fake, the way a dictator would act. And I said, that's fake. That group's federal run. They're going to shut down that group out of 800-plus militia groups we know of. There's more than that. That group's fed run. Turned out it was. I was correct. It was all true. Because I can see fake video. I can see fake video. I know fake video when I see it. And we're going to be going over that video for you. But here are the headlines. Who are Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamicists? Boko Haram, an Islamicist group, active since 2009, since Obama got elected. You notice that? Part of the Nigeria program. Boko Haram offers to swap kidnapped Nigerian girls for prisoners. Nigerian abducted girls, Boko Haram leader claims captives converted to Islam. CIA director, U.S. doing everything we can to find Nigerian kidnapped girls. Oh, the CIA is going to save the girls. Because when one person dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, a statistic. Drones and the CIA are so sexy. They're the good guys, like Captain America. And then it just goes on from there. So we're going to go ahead and get about 5 minutes of this clip of the savior, Bill Maher, and he loves Obama, and they're fighting against radical Islam, and thank God Obama is doing everything he can to fight the group they've been funding and running, and just like Al-Qaeda and Benghazi. I mean, it's so good of him. See, this gets the heat off of them for openly. This gets the heat off of them for openly running Al-Qaeda. The globalists are concerned that this is coming out, that the military knows about it. So, oh, look, here's a Muslim threat. Here's what we've got to invade Africa. And Obama can get up and beat his chest, and Hillary can, and say, see, I'm fighting Boko Haram, which she said don't put on a terrorist list so we can give them money. And don't put the new Al-Qaeda groups, Al-Nusra, on the, because we want to give them money. I mean, it's all there. It's hiding in plain view because they know the general public can't find Nigeria with both eyeballs and a map. I mean, I go out and talk to the general public, folks, they can't find Australia. They've done TV shows, people can't find Australia. Or you put Al-Qaeda stand on it, and Americans will say, yeah, blow that up. That's where Al-Qaeda is. They don't know where the Middle East is, folks, if it doesn't have names on it. And so the globalists that have hijacked this country run radical Islam. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying it isn't a threat. It's a serious threat. Iran has come out today and said, quote, you know, we've defeated the U.S. and NATO with Russia in Syria, but you've got a big problem. They came out and said radical Wahhabis are not going to attack Europe, and don't you dare blame us. See, Iran gets it. And I'm not romanticizing Iran, but they're arch enemies with Al-Qaeda, and they understand the plan. So they're saying, don't blow stuff up with Stinger missiles and blame us. We're not going to be attacking you. Do not attack us. And we know your plan is to turn everything over to Al-Qaeda, and we're against Al-Qaeda. They're arch enemies with Al-Qaeda. Folks, I don't like what the mullahs are doing in Iran. I hate Al-Qaeda. But again, the mullahs are CIA-connected back in the 70s as well. It's all a double, triple game. Now let's go to this clip of Bill Maher playing the part of the savior, saying stuff that'll make him real popular. This is political correctness, folks. Run Al-Qaeda while you claim you're fighting it. Here's Bill Maher.
Let's move to the thing you kind of raised before, which is the Muslim question, because it was in the news this week, big time, with Boko Haram. I guess I'm pronouncing that right. They're the people who sell, they abducted all these girls in Nigeria, and they want to sell them. Let me read the quote from the leader. He said, "I abducted your girls. I will sell them in the market by Allah. There is a market for selling humans. Allah says I should sell them. He commands me to sell them. I will sell women. I sell women." I think this man says he wants to sell women. I'm getting that from him. And I've heard people say that this is evil, which we would all agree, cancer. Obama's statement was, we have not extinguished mankind's darkest impulses. There's no mention here of connectedness to the religion, which is always what I am seeking to do, because I think that's the elephant in the room, and that in the religion at large, women are seen as property, second class at best, often as property. Shouldn't that be brought to light in this debate as well?
Don't you think it is being done? I mean,
I don't.
When I read about this horrifying group, and they're saying Allah Akbar. I mean, they're saying God is great. Let's snatch this 13-year-old and sell her or kill her. It's beyond comprehension how evil this is. But when I see it described, I see it described as a radical sectarian or Islamic terrorist group.
I didn't realize this is global front. That literally.
I think the point that Bill is making is that it's not just radical sectarian group.
That's right.
But that
it's
is
not just an outlier.
I'm here to.
It's not a few bad apples.
That's a good translation.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is the few bad apples argument.
Yeah, I don't think it's a few bad apples argument. I think if you have to have a clear eye at what's happening in the world around you, and Islam, as one of the great major religions, is providing a disproportionate share of radical nutbags killing people right now. That's just, I think, right now.
Saudi Arabian intelligence is
then, and
working
how
with the West.
And how do you avoid making the wrong conclusion from that, which would be, you know, let's have surveillance dragnets for every Muslim who walks in the United States.
No, America, those are for the Tea Party.
Differentiate what's happening in a poor, messed up country like Nigeria and what's happening in Turkey or Indonesia. I think it's important to be clear-eyed about that.
Turkey, even again in the BBC, they had to admit what we and others broke. Turkey has been caught launching false flag attacks with the president and the defense minister on the phone planning them. The Russians have been capturing all that. They don't deny the U.S. ambassador on the phone with one of the top State Department people how to stage stuff. I mean, this is what they're doing. And it's for you. The armored vehicles, the checkpoints, it's for the Tea Party and gun owners. And that's why the left is supporting all this, because this is their takeover. And when you wake up, it's all for you. The combat robots, all of it, and all the training has nothing to do with Islam. That's why if you criticize radical Islam in any way, you're banned from universities, you're banned from speaking. In fact, I've got an article here now, it's official, from Harvard. This is from Harvard. All-you-can-eat taco bars deemed offensive face campus extinction. Well, I mean, you're supposed to have a Greek thing. You can have a Polynesian-style party at the pool. A taco bar, fish tacos. Has nothing to do with putting down Hispanics. But the local La Raza La Reconquista says, basically, there's a monopoly. Unless it's Hispanic-run, you can't serve tacos. So any Mexican food restaurants owned by anybody that's not Hispanic need to be shut down. And Fiesta Texas, if it's not owned, if Six Flags is not owned by Hispanics only, I want Six Flags shut down. It's got a Mexican flag on it. This is the ultimate political correctness. You can fund Al-Qaeda to sexually mutilate women. You can fund Al-Qaeda to launch all these wars and kill 300,000 people in Syria, at least. That's the new numbers. You can do all this evil, kill 40,000 blacks in Libya, Al-Qaeda. That's wonderful and good. But you say, hey, let's have a fiesta and all get drunk. And believe me, I've been to fiesta parties in college. It has nothing to do with putting down Mexicans. There's a bunch of Mexicans there having a great time. I mean, I go to parties sometime downtown, and there'll be a bunch of mainly Hispanics, you know, with their friends, black, white, you name it, having a fiesta party. Everybody's wearing little sombreros, getting drunk. It had nothing to do with putting down Mexicans, folks. All over the Southwest, it is a Mexican culture. Let me share by the newsflash. Everybody's been native here since it began. That's what cowboy hats and chaps and leather belts and all of it is. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely out of control. My cousin grew up in Guatemala. Does that mean he can't speak Spanish because he's white? This is pure bull, ladies and gentlemen. This is political correctness. This is the control of the language. So I'm going to send my reporters out for Taco Bell, which isn't Mexican food to begin with, but it's like corporate poison. But I have them say, hey, should this be shut down as racist? Because, you know, they're serving tacos in there. Yeah, is it evil I'm even playing mariachi music? Is it evil I go to a Mexican food restaurant and pay the mariachi band to come over and play Rukuku to me because I like it? This is about making us all feel guilty when we're not racist and we're not bad, while the real globalist control goes on and they sterilize Hispanic girls with Gardasil shots in Mexico. It's a new world order takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Am I racist against Germans? Because I came in and said I like the way German sounds? Rammstein. We're going to come back and play some of the Boko Haram group. Must mean I'm anti-African because I don't like the CIA Boko Haram murdering.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, consciousness, life is a great gift, and I am so honored to be here with you today. I am humbled. Facing up against this great evil, I act like a maniac because I am a maniac. You
know, it takes a maniac to be willing to go up against the globalist maniacs. And that's why I have been successful and resonated with a lot of people, despite all the rough edges. Because it really came to me last week that my one attribute is that I'm a straight shooter. My one attribute is I tell the truth even when the truth makes me look bad. Sometimes I'm so honest with people, I just can't believe it. And I lied more when I was a child and when I was a teenager, but I really came to the realization that I don't lie. And I'm one of the most truthful people I know. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm just being honest that, no brag, just fact, I forget who said that, that that is something that isn't very common now in society, and that that's the true value. And that's why the system always tries to say I'm a liar or a deceiver or take my mistakes and claim it was on purpose. Is so they can twist things and make you not believe that there's good people out there because you're good as well. They know there's good men out there. They know there's good women out there. They know there's people of conscience and passion who desire justice. And they're afraid of you. And the battle for civilization and humanity is fought in each and every one of our hearts. I always heard that growing up, didn't really understand it. But it's true. If we all are just moral people, if we all are upstanding people, if we all try to be good people and work hard and have faith, we can change the world. But if Madison Avenue can make us feel inadequate, weak, pathetic, and confuse us, they can get us and program us. And we've got to change that. I've got a clip of the Boko Haram leader in what looks like a completely scripted video who's been State Department, you know, supported by Hillary Clinton, basically, who's now milking this. Here's a little bit of this video. And if you're watching, radio listeners have already seen it, and here's the audio. But this looks to me like it's staged and scripted. And then you go look it up, and the CIA's been connected to them. It's very sick. Here's the clip.
These girls, you occupy yourselves with their affair. We have indeed liberated them. We have indeed liberated them.
That guy may not be an actor. He probably is. I believe he's a mentally ill egomaniac.
These girls have become Muslims. They are Muslims.
By the way, of course they've converted. It's Stockholm Syndrome. It's like kidnappers. People then serve and try to get out of it.
It is now 4 years or 5 years that you arrested our brethren, and they are still
in
prison.
We'll come back to more of the next hour. But what I want to get to here is that he says in there, they've converted, but I might kill them or sell them. So these are precious Muslims, and you're saying you might kill them or sell them. I mean, you couldn't write worse PR for, quote, Islam. So did they get this guy to central casting, or did they find the most radical nut job they could, put him in power? I mean, the guy clearly has the narcissistic look of most of the yuppies I see down on 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th Street downtown. He has that crazed power trip look in his eye. That's more of a, he's scared, so he's just trying to act tough. If you back up, he has this narcissist look where he's like, yeah, just really enjoying himself. And yeah, just let it roll. You'll see some of it. And you know, this is, you see a lot of cops with that look in their eye. So, you know, bad cops. You always tell a bad cop that you're walking over, you're looking at you like they're like, oh boy, this is a coward on a power trip. You know, mama didn't wipe his butt enough. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality.
reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.